This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio
Free
Radio.
Welcome to Western Sit Size Podcast, where you'll learn about the past, present, and future of citizen science. Today we'll be exploring whether these projects are actually science. We'll be talking to Justin McEwen, Natalie Hamill, and Don Salvatore about some of the problems citizen science programs face when trying to produce legitimate scientific research. I'm Alyssa Ashton from the Is It Science team, and let's dive right into the world of fireflies and weeds. Justin McEwen has run many citizen science projects for Parks Canada, and he says that everybody is jumping on the citizen science bandwagon.
Citizen science is a great buzzword nowadays, as you're probably finding out doing this kind of research. It's all the rage. Everybody wants to do citizen science, and people talk about citizen science, and I think it means different things to different people.
It's great that everyday people want to get involved in exploring the world of science. But remember grade 9 science, where you learned about the scientific method? You had to come up with a hypothesis, design a process, and then do that experiment over and over again. Well, the same method applies to citizen science projects. Natalie Hamill from the Puget Sound Partnership says that SITSCI projects must take into account these academic standards when creating their programs.
They have to be trained and they have to follow a strict protocol. They have to enter the data. There's a concern for the rigor of the data, that there's sort of being instilled sense of we need to be rigorous.
But since you're dealing with people who have no science background, you can't design a project that's too complicated. Justin ran a program at Parks Canada where they had volunteers collecting data on the infestations of weeds. To make sure the data collected by citizens was accurate, they had a very complex project design, and that became problematic.
We rigged the program in such a way that the citizen scientists were collecting the data in the exact same manner as our park monitors, our ecological monitors. That being said, the monitoring protocols were extremely rigorous and complicated for a general layperson. So we didn't have very much uptake. People came out for one or two times and then they went, this is complete BS. It's too much work and kind of complicated. We don't want to do it. And we found that people dropped off of it very quickly.
Another key aspect of SITSCI projects is the type of question you ask volunteers to explore. Don Salvatore is a science educator at Firefly Watch. Their project asks citizens to count fireflies in their backyard. And usually this is a family activity, with kids, grandparents, and couples all getting involved. Don says the variety of participants in the project should dictate how a study's designed.
You need to be careful when you're doing citizen science projects what questions you ask them. For instance, we don't ask for species identification because that's very, very difficult, even though we have on our website a chart that will tell you different fireflies by their flash pattern. It's still very, very difficult to do, and the information we get would not be accurate. So we don't ask that question.
Don says projects not only have to be designed well, but experts also need to vet the data once it's collected.
For instance, one of the things we do is we look at first date seen and the last date seen of fireflies and see if that's going to change over time. And if you ask, five people that when they first see them, you're going to get, you might get a wide range of answers. But if you ask 1,000 people, then you get a bell curve of answers, and the ones on either end, you just ignore those. So you can be pretty confident that within these ranges, enough people are seeing them that it's likely they're there.
Ultimately, Natalie feels that if experts work to create rigorous project designs, then the data collected by volunteers is science.
It might not be the best science out there. It might not be something, that could be published in the journal Science or Nature. but they can definitely contribute to the scientific process.
To learn more about how volunteers are putting the science in citizen science, check out our Western SITSCI project online. I'm Alyssa Ashton from the Is It Science Group. Thanks for listening.